Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Beizik Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the ninth topic of Parshas Kiseitzei. Ve'osiso ma'ake legagecho. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Chof Beis, Posuk Ches. Ki sivne ba'is chadosh ve'osiso ma'ake legagecho. Ve'lo yisosim domim beveisecho ki poil hanufel mimenu. If you build a new house, you must make a fence around the roof. And do not allow a dangerous situation to remain in your house. Somebody may end up dying as they fall off the roof. Says Rashi, Kisivne Bais Chodosh. What's the connection between Bais Chodosh and the previous mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen and the following mitzvahs? Says Rashi, there's an order over here. Im kiyamto mitzvah Shiluach HaKen, soivcho livnois Bais Chodosh. As a schar for Shiluach HaKen, you'll end up building a new house, utekai mitzvahs ma'ake, she mitzvah gereres mitzvah. And that, you'll get to the next parasha. V'segia lekerem, you'll have a vineyard, v'sode, v'liv godim noim, v'lekach nismuchu parasha yisalolu. The next topic we're about to see, kilayim. Ma'ake, gedel soviv lagag, a fence around the roof. V'unkulu steel game, tiyoko, kigoin tik. What's a bag? Shemeshama, masha b'stoichoi. A bag holds and guards everything that's in it. So too, a fence around the roof guards and holds everything that's in the roof. Ki yipoil hanoifel. What is that word hanoifel doing over there? It could have simply said, ki yipoil mimenu. Somebody will fall off. What is hanoifel, says Rashi? Ro'ize lipoil. This person would have died anyways. His time came to die. Make sure that he doesn't die through you by not putting a make on your roof. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is people that are righteous, good things happen through them. And people that are not righteous, bad things happen through them. Make sure you're not that person. On to the tenth topic, Kilayim. Kilayim means a mixture. And the Torah has three types of mixtures over here. Number one, klay kerem, mixtures into a vineyard. Number two, loisacharoish b'shiru v'chamur yachtov, you're not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey tied together. And number three, you're not allowed to mix wool and linen in clothing. All under the topic of kilayim. Posuk tes loisizra kar mecho kil oyim pen tikdash. Do not plant your vineyard in the way of a mixture. How so? Says Rashi. By taking a wheat kernel, a barley kernel, and a pit of a grape, and putting it in the ground in one shot. Don't do that. Pentikdash. The idea is it will become osur. Klai kerem is osur. But the word literally means you will have to distance it from you. Because klei kerem is osur ba'achilo and osur ba'anoe. Says the Torah, there's another way that klei kerem become osur. Not only lo sizra kamo chokiloim, like Rashi says, chito usayro v'chartzom apoyles yad, hameleo hazera asher tizro. Which means, even if you have an existing vineyard, and afterwards you planted a chito and a soiro in there, and the whatever grows afterwards grows from this kilayim, from this mixture. Usvu asakerem, also the kernels grow, and also the produce of the kerem grows. That also becomes osur. Says Rashi, pen tikdash ketal gumoy, tistoav. What does that mean? Kol davar nitav al odom, anything that's distanced from a person. For whatever reason, bein l'shvach, whether because it's positive, could go in hektish, bein l'gnai, whether it's negative, could go in isur. On both of them equally, neifel boy loshen koidish. The word koidish simply means distanced, for good and for bad. Kemoi al tigash bi ki kedashticho. There it's talking, don't touch me because you'll be metamimi. That's a negative sense of koidish. Hameleyo ze hamilui v'toisefes shazer amoisif. Whatever is added to the zera, whatever is added to the kerem, by planting the kilayim afterwards. Posuk yud, the second type of kilayim, of a mixture. Lo yinsach ha'roish b'shoiro v'chamor yachdov. You're not allowed to plow when the ox and the donkey together are tied together pulling the plow. Says Rashi, Lo Yisach Haroyz B'Shogo V'Chamoyl. Hu Adin L'Chol Shnei Minim Sheba'Olam. Any two species, not only an ox and a donkey. V'Hu Adin La'Nigom Yachad K'shurim Zugim B'Olo Chashum Maso. And not only plowing. Any two species tied together carrying any item is going to be awesome. And the third type of kilayim, Posuk Yud Aleph, Lo Yisilbash Sha'atneiz Tzemer Ufishtim Yachdov. Do not wear clothing that's mixed together from linen and wool, from wool and linen together. Says Rashi, Sha'atneiz Loshen Eruv, mixture. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, the word Sha'atneiz is an acronym, an abbreviation for these three words, Shua, Tovui, Venuz. The word Shua means they're combed together, Tovui means they're spun together, and Nuz either means they're woven together or they're twisted together. On to the 11th topic, tzitzis. Gedilim etase loch al arba kanfuiz kesusecho asher techasebo. Make for yourself tzitzis on the four corners of your beged that you cover yourself with. The word gedilim specifically refers to the part of the tzitzis that's bound together. As we know, tzitzis has part that's bound together and the strings that are loose. Gedilim is referring to the part bound together. And the word tzitzis that we add in Parsha Shlach, that's referring to the strings separate one from another. It says Rashi, Gedilim ta'aseloch, af mina kilayim, lekach somuchan hakosuv. Why is tzitzis right next to the isser of shatneis? To tell you that you're allowed to make tzitzis from kilayim. If the beged is made out of pishtim, linen, and we know tcheles must be made out of tzemel, there's no problem. You're allowed to tie it together even though it's kilayim. The Torah says that puts it together to tell you this din. On to the 12th topic of Moiti Shemra. As I go to the next topic, we have to know that a Yiddish marriage is made up of two parts, Kiddushin and Nisuin. The Kiddushin is the acquisition of the husband of his wife, l'shem marriage. And that can be done in one of three ways, as the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, Ho'isho nikneis bekesef b'shtar uvebio. Nowadays, it's done by the chosen giving the kala a ring, and he tells her, Hareyat mekudeshes li betabazu. At that point, she is mekudeshes, otherwise known as an arusa. She is a full-fledged eshesish, and if she's mezana at that point, she's chayiv miso. Nevertheless, the marriage was not complete until you do the second step, and that is nisuin. How is nisuin done? By bringing her into your house, and that's done by chuppah, whether it means the canopy, whether it means the cheder yichud. You say shava barachas, and now you bring her home, and she is your full-fledged wife. Back in the day, these two steps were done separately. Kiddushin was done at one point, then he went home and she went home, and they got ready for the wedding, and a year later or so, they got together, and they did the nisuin, and then he went home, he took her home with him. During the interim between Kiddushin and Nisuin, as I mentioned, she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish, but she's also to her husband. As the Masada Kiddushin says in the Brocha, Ve'osar lonu es ha'arusois, ve'hitir lonu es ha'nesuois lonu al dechuba ve'kiddushin. In the following topic we're about to learn, Moitzi Shemra, what's going to happen is the husband is going to put a bad name on his wife, and he's going to claim that she was mezane between Kiddushin and Nisuin. In other words, she's chayev misa. And therefore this whole parsha cannot happen nowadays, because nowadays we do the Kiddushin and Nisuin at the same time. The second you do the Kiddushin, you're under the chuppah, and right away you go to the cheder yichud. So there is no time in between that the husband can claim that she was mezane as an eishes ish and was chayev misa. And if the husband were to claim nowadays that she's not a besula, she was mezana before Kiddushin, that's a different story, nothing to do with our topic. Our topic is dealing with Moiti Shemra, that he claims after the wedding that she was not a besula, namely she was mezana during the Eirusin. Posugud Gimel, kikach ish isha uvo eleha usnei oh. V'som lo alilo is devorim evohitzi oleho shem ro ve'omar es hoisho azoiz lo kachti vo'ekrav eileho ve'lo imotzosi lo besulim. If a man takes a woman, that's referring to this first step, kiddushin. And then, a year later or whatever, uvo eleho, that's nisuin. And he's boiler usneo, and he hates her. And that hatred causes the next pasuk. Vesamloch alilois dvorim, he makes up a story. Voitziola shemro, he puts a bad name on her, and what does he say? He comes to Bezdin and he says, I married this woman, and I was boiling her. She's not a basula. She must have been mezane between kiddushin and nisuin. Says Rashi, if that happens, soifoi, what's going to end up happening? And why is that? Because avero gereres avero. Ovar alois isno. First, you're even iser of hating a Jewish person. Soifoi lo, the loshon hara, and that leads to this loshon hara. Etonisha has zois. What does Zois mean? Zois means she's present. She's in Bezdin. Mikan, from here we learn out, Shein Oymer Dovor Elo Befnei Baldin. Whenever you have a taina on somebody in Bezdin, he has to be there to hear the tainas. Posuk Tesvo Vevelokach Avianaro Veimo Voitziu Es Besule Yanaro El Ziknei Hoir Ashoro. So the father and the mother of the girl have to come to Beis Din, and they have to prove to Beis Din that indeed she was a besula b'shas nisuin. She was not mezane, as the husband claimed. Says Rashi, Aviana Rove Imo. What do the father and the mother have to do with this? Whoever can prove has to prove that she was a besula. Says Rashi, they have to get involved. Mishe gidlu giduli maroi misbazu aleo. We're soon going to see this story may be true and may not be true. On the tzad that it's true, that means you raised a daughter that was mezane. You should deal with this mess. And you should suffer the embarrassment. Posuk tezayin ve'omar avianaro el hazakenim esbiti nosati lo ish hazeh leisho v'yishnoeho. Although in Posuk tezvov both the father and the mother came, nevertheless, now the father speaks up to this Kenim, to the Bezdin, and he tells them, I gave my daughter to this man as a wife, and he hated her. Says Rashi, V'omar avianaro, melamed, where's the mother? Shein reshus leish, ladaba b'fnei yoish. It's improper, and she, a woman, a wife, does not have permission to speak in front of her husband. Posuk yud zayin v'hinehu. So Malilois Devorim Lemor Lemotsos in Viti Hobesulim Veile Besule Viti Uforesu has him lolif nezik nehoir. And as a result of his hatred to my daughter, he made up a story and he claimed that my daughter is not a Besula. But here are the proofs that she was a Besula. Uforesu has simlo, he spreads the simlo. The simlo is an overcoat. And generally speaking, an overcoat, you makpid that it should stay clean, because that's what people see. In other words, you bring your clear rayas to the zikne yoir, to the bedin of the city, that she was a besula. Says Rashi, ufozo asimlo, doesn't mean literally a cloth or a clothing. Hariz emoshul, it's an idea. Mechuvorin advorim kesimlo, clear rayas, like an overcoat, which is clean. Posuk yudches velokechu ziknei hoirai eso ish v'yiseru oisoi. So if it turns out that this person taka lied, there are two punishments he's going to get. Number one, the bezin takes him and they give him malkois. That's what v'yiseru oisoi says, Rashi says, malkois. And number two, there's a second punishment. Posuk yudches. V'onesh oisoi meyochesef v'nosenu lavi yanaro. And the second punishment, the man has to give 100 kesef, and he has to give it to the father of the girl because he put a bad name on a besulas Yisrael. He made up a story that she's not a besula, and he must stay married to her. He may not divorce her for the rest of his life. Posuk chov v'im emes hoyo adavor hazeh lo nimtzeu besulim lanaro. But if it turns out that it's true what the husband claimed, she was taken out of besula, and we have edim that they gave her asro when she was mezane. Ve'oitziu es hanaro el pesach beis oviho וסקלו אנשי רו אבונים ומייסו כי עושה סונה ולא בישראל לזנויס בייס אביהו וביארתו הרו מקרבךו. Bezdin must take out the girl to the entrance of her father's house, and the people of the city will stone her to death because she did a disgusting thing to be mezaneh while she's in her father's house. Because she was mezaneh while she was an arusa. An arusa is still in her father's house, and you should get rid of the evildoers from among you. Says Rashi Vim Emes Hoyo Adovo, Be'edim Vasroe, Shezinso Lachar Erusin. El Pesach Be'isavio, why dafka to her father's house? To show the parents, Re'u Gidulim Shegidaltem, look what you've raised, a girl that's mezaneh after Erusin. Ansheiro b'maymad kol ansheiro. I made a mistake when I said the pasuk. I said the ansheiro, they're the one that stoned her. Rashi says no. B'maymad kol ansheiro. It's done in the presence of the people of the city that she should be stoned. Liznois beis avio kamoi beveis avio. She was mezana while she was in her father's house. On to the 13th topic. The znus of a full-fledged eishes ish after nisuin. Ki motzei ish shoychev im isha ve'ulas bal umeisu gam shneihem ho ish shoychev im ho isha ve'ho isha uvi'arto horo mikir mi'israel. If it is found that a man who is mezaneh with a woman who is fully married after nisuin, both of them are chayev misa, both the man who slept with the woman, the eishes ish, and the eishes ish, and get rid of the evildoers from among Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi Umesu, Gam Shneihem. This whole phrase seems to be extra. Gam Shneihem, it says already. Ho'isha Shoichev Ve'Ho'isha Ve'Ho'isha. What's Gam Shneihem, says Rashi, Lo Itzi Ma'isech Hidudim. This is coming to exclude if the man and woman, the Isha, the Mezanim, slept together without Mamisha Ma'isa Bia. Although, of course, it's Osir, Isur Dei Raisa, but they're not Chayev Misa, because it's not Shneihem. Sheino Isha Nehen Eis Mehem, the woman doesn't get pleasure from that, only the man, and therefore that's excluded from Misa. Gam, what is it? Gam B'Imalbe, L'Rabo Yisaboy Machareyem. Even if she was Mezana with somebody else after this person, that somebody else is also Chayev Misa. No matter how many people she was Mezana with, all of them will be Chayev Misa. Davorachel, Gam Shneihem L'Rabo Yisavlad. The Gam is being marbe that even if the woman is pregnant, she Moisa Meuberes, we don't say have Rachmonos on the baby, let's wait till she gives birth. No. Ein Mamtinim L'Ashet Teled, you kill her with the pregnant baby. On to the 14th topic, the halacha of a Naira Me'oiroso. That's in that stage between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Ki yihye naro vesulo moiroso le'ish umetza'o ish bo'ir v'shochav imo. If there's a Naira besulo who is me'oiroso le'ish, he's engaged, me'oiroso after Kiddushin before Nisuin, and a foreign man finds her in the city, and he sleeps with her, he's mezana with her willfully. You shall take both of them to the gate of the city, and you shall stone them with stones, and they will die. The Misa of an Eishes Ish, of a Nesua, of both the Mezana and the woman, is Bechenek. But the Misa of a Naro Me'oroso, who is Mezana, their Misa is Beskilo. And you have to kill them both. You got to kill the girl because she did it willfully. How do I know she did it willfully? She's in the city. She's in a place where people are passing by. She could have screamed and saved herself. She didn't scream. That means she did it willfully. And you have to kill him for torturing the wife of his friend. You have to know why it's torture. She did it willfully. Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai deal with this question. Get rid of the evildoers from among you. Says Rashi, Umetzo ish bo'ir. A man found her in the city, namely in the streets. Lefichoch shochavima. That's why he was mezana with her. Because pilzo kuyre laganov. When there's a hole in the door, that begs for a ganov to come in. Ha'ilu yoshva beveisa lo ira lo. If she was sitting at home, this would not have happened to her. What caused this? Because she's roaming the streets. This is all if she did it willfully. But if it was done against her will, that's pasuk chof hey. Vim basode yimso ho'ish es hanago ameo yroso vechazik bo ho'ish v'shochavimo. But if this man finds this girl, this Ma'irosa girl, in the sode, in the fields, namely in a place where even if she would scream, nobody would hear her. So Ba'ir Basod over here is just an example of how we could prove that it was done Berotzon or Be'oines, but Lav Navka, in any which way that we know that it was Berotzon, she's Chayim Misa, and Be'oines, she's Potter from Misa. And he grabs her and he sleeps with her. In that case, only the man is Chayim Misa. Ve'lanaro lo yisase davor ein lanaro chit moves ki kasher yokum ish al ri'ehu. But the girl is not Chayiv Misa, don't do anything to her. You know what that's equivalent to? It's equivalent to somebody killing somebody else. The person who was killed, is he at fault in any which way? Of course not. That's what happened to her. Kiva being that he found her out in the field, she did scream. But there was nobody around to hear her cries. But it was since it was Boina, she's Potter. And Uchanami, if it was in the city, and we know that it was an Oines, of course she'll be Potter. And if it was Basode, and we know that it was Borotzain, of course she'll be Chayev. Says Rashi, Ki Kashal Yokum, Lefi Pshuto Izeu Mashmoi. The simple meaning of the Pasuk is, as we explained, Ki Anusohi, it was done against her will, Uvechozko Omadoleo, he forced her, Ki Odomo Emer L'Chavir L'Hongoi. Like somebody forces somebody and it kills him. The Rabbi say, Nudoshu boy. Chazal Darshan from here. Harize bole lamed venimtsa lomed. It seems from the Poshup Shat the Posuk that we're using Ritzeach as a moshul. As a moshul to what's happening to this girl, and therefore she's not at fault. She's not Chayiv Misa. But Chazal Darshan, we're learning out Ritzeach from Naira Meirosa. Just like by Naira Meirosa, it says, Ein Moshiach lo, there's nobody to save her. Make a diuk, but if there was somebody to save her, he would have to save her even at the expense of the life of the person being mezaneh. In other words, if somebody is being roidef after a Naira Meirosa to be mezaneh, you're allowed to kill him before he does the action. So too by a Ritzeach. If you see somebody running after to kill somebody else, you're allowed to save the person being chased by killing the Ritzeach before he kills. On to the 15th topic, an oines of a single girl. She's not Meiroso. Posuk of Ches. Ki imtso ish naro vesulo asher lo Meiroso usfoso v'shochav imo v'nimtso u. If somebody finds a girl who is a besula, who is not me'irosa, no kiddushin were done in her, and somebody grabs her and he forces her to sleep with him, and they were found, what is the punishment of such a person? Pasuk Chof Tes. Ve'nosan ho'ish ha'sheichev imo la'vi anaro chamishim kosef ve'lo yisiye li'isho tachas asher ino lo yuchal shalecho kol yomov. The man who is ma'anis the girl has to give the father of the girl chamishim kesef, and he must take her as a wife because he tortured her, and he may not divorce her for the rest of his life. Adkan, the 15th topic of Parshas Kiseitze. So nochamol, let's chazer the 15 topics we did so far. Number 1, Eishes Yifas Toyal. Number 2, the Yerusha of Abachoyer. Number 3, Ben Sirer Omoyre. Number 4, Vesolis Soisoy Al Eitz, Kolan Is Kolim Nitlin. Number 5, Ashavas Havedo. Number 6, Hokim Tokim. Number 7, Lo Yilbash. Number 8, Shiloh Haken. Number 9, Vosisa Ma'ake Legagecho. Number 10, Kilayim, times 3, Kalaya Kerem, and Lisacharoy Beshova Chamel Yachdov, and Shatnez. Number 11, Tzitzis, or Gedilim, it's called in this parasha. Number 12, Moiti Shemra, false and true. Number 13, Eishesish. Number 14, an arusa that was mezane berotzoin and beoines. And number 15, if somebody was me'anes, a single girl.